Lock 6, Drum Bag. Here we find the remains of Lock 6. Can you see the bollards that were used to secure the barges next to the lock? There was also a quay here, owned by the Lagan Navigation Company, where coal and sand were unloaded. Just upstream of the lock is Drum Bridge, a three-arch stone bridge dating back to the early 19th century. At the top of the bridge, look for the pulley which guided the towing rope as lighters passed underneath. This was necessary as the towpath changed sides here. Haulers, the men who led the horses along the towpath, were often farmers' sons. The horses, too, were brought in from the agricultural sector. Many were deemed unsuitable for ploughing or too ill-tempered to work with. On the canal towpath, even the most unruly horse could be made to work if the alternative was to fall in the water rather than follow the line the hauler set out. The haulers would gather in the early morning at both ends of the navigation and wait for the lighters to arrive. The lightermen chose a hauler by throwing them a rope. One journey would normally take 2 days, so at night, after a long day's walk, the hauler would make sure his horse was well looked after. He would then spend the night sleeping on the deck of the lighter or in the cabin with the lighterman and his family. However, this was not a favourite spot for the canal folk. They claimed there were strange influences and that temperatures were lower here than anywhere else on the navigation. The ghostly reasons for this cold spot can be discovered in the car park outside Drumbeg Parish Church.